In just the past 18 months, the Marin Conservation Corps has gotten a new name. They're now the Conservation Corps North Bay, and a second home in Cotati. Since expanding into Sonoma County early last year, the 28-year-old youth service program has quickly gotten up to speed here, employing 30 full-time Corps members and another 20 younger students this past summer, working in a number of areas.
We started here in Sonoma County with recycling. We've now expanded to two crews doing natural resource work. For example, habitat restoration, clearing creeks. This winter we'll be doing quite a bit of fire fuel reduction. We've been building trails and maintaining trails. We also have AmeriCorps members placed with Sonoma Ecology Center and the UC Cooperative Extension. And this summer, we were able to also have 20 Project Regeneration members, which are youth going into 6th through 9th grade, do community service, and in our case, environmental projects, and then they earn a $500 scholarship.
Executive Director Marilee Eckert says the success of these endeavors, all of them expansions of things the Corps has already been doing in Marin, has fueled their ability to acquire the new facility in Cotati.
We've been limited by our facility up to this point because we had a very small property that we were renting in Santa Rosa. That could only accommodate so many people. So now that we have this better facility, we'll be able to grow our program, and we're hoping to get up to more like 50 Corps members in the year-round program.
Eckert says the Corps was urged to come into Sonoma County by local officials who recognized a growing need for their educational and employment services. And they've had little trouble recruiting new Corps members here.
Many people come from word of mouth. That's our best source. And we work with the probation department and also with California Youth Outreach, who works with people who have either been in trouble with the juvenile justice system or the justice system, or are heavily involved in gangs, so trying to get people on a good track. They refer quite a few people to us.
Corps members are 18 to 26 years old and come to the program to learn skills, complete or continue their education, and often to get help staying on the right side of the law. But acceptance into the program means they also get a regular paycheck.
We've been able to get some grants that helped pay for some of the cost, and then we also have fee-for-service contract with the water agency, and they pay for the rest of it. Because we pay the Corps members while they're in our program. Even though it's a training program, they do earn a wage and they also get enrolled in school. Every Corps member has to have an educational program.
And that, Eckert says, is something that yields clear, demonstrable results.
We had about 20 Corps members here for the first year and a half. And this summer we had a high school graduation and 12 Corps members actually got their high school diploma through our program.
Looking ahead, Eckert sees Conservation Corps North Bay continuing to do recycling, habitat restoration, trail construction and maintenance, and other valuable public works, soon growing to serve 50 Corps members in the Sonoma County portion of the program. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.